You're tuned into the PI program, tips and tales from licensed longtime private investigator Edwin Lee Raymer, taking your phone calls and text messages at 615-893-1450 on the PI program.
Good evening, everyone. Edwin Lee Raymer here with you for the fourth year in a row doing our Christmas broadcast. Matt Stiles is on the board. My nephew Tanner is with us. We're going to have some call-in people, hopefully, on a couple of subjects we'll cover. My brother Steve is here. And hope you're listening and getting ready for a great Christmas holiday. I know we are. And, Matt, while we're here, we're not going to be on the air next week, right?
Correct.
Okay, and what about New Year's Day? Because I'm not going to be doing a show then either.
I believe New Year's Day we are here. Okay. I won't be.
Okay.
But Darren and Dalton will be.
Sure.
So.
Okay. I just wanted to check and see. But anyway, you got my opening music ready?
Is it the one we talked about?
Yeah, it's the one. No, I mean, it's regular old music. We start out with Stiff Upper Lip. When are you going to learn that?
Well, you know, it's been a while.
But for right now, this is the PI Show with me, Edwin Lee Raymer. Yes, I am a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
You're tuned into the PI program, tips and tales from licensed longtime private investigator Edwin Lee Raymer, taking your phone calls and text messages at 615-893-1450 on the PI program.
All right, thank you. We're off and running, folks, as you can tell. Two left feet. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. Tanner, how are you?
Doing good.
Gonna have to turn his mic on, Matt.
I know it.
This is your fourth year in a row you've done this with me.
Yeah.
Now, you go to school. Tell everybody where you go to school.
I go to Blackman High School. I'm in 10th grade.
10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And he's driving now, folks. That's how long, he's driving by himself, believe it or not. And now you all are out of school for the next 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. And Tanner's going to join us tonight. We don't ever do much on this broadcast. I've got a couple things prepared to go over, but I did want to bring up one thing while I'm here, and it was in today's paper in the sports section. Jennifer Grandstaff recorded over 500 wins. She is the girls' basketball coach at Oakland High. Matt, we have a call coming in. And this is unprecedented. She has been at Oakland with a total now for 500 wins. It's unbelievable. And this is happening right here in Rutherford County, one of the best-kept secrets I ever knew about. Okay? So just take a look at it. Pull it up. You can pull it up online probably. Look at it. It's in today's paper and sports section. Front page, front and center. More than 500 wins, and she's still counting. I don't believe she's slowing down. And, do I have a call?
You do?
Hang on, please. We're going to go to our first break here in just a couple of minutes. Caller, hold on the line, please. And we'll have you on here in just a couple of minutes. But that is phenomenal. Steve, how are you doing?
Doing good.
Off till you go back Christmas Day.
I go back Christmas Day. And then I'm off one more shift after that, and then I'm back to the old grind.
Back to the typical, yeah.
Yep, been off for a while. It's been good.
Yeah.
Ready to get back, though.
Well, I think everybody always is. It's good. You know, you get back and get into a... You know, take a few days off. If you work a certain schedule, you don't want to do yourself for a while, and then it is time to get back to work.
Right.
Now, what are you taking, Tanner, this year? What subjects are you? What are you into?
My first period is physical science. Second is my PE.
Right.
But that changes over to my driver's ed.
Right. But do you still get the discount on the insurance?
Yeah.
Because you used to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They did even when I was in school. Me and your dad were in school. They gave that discount. Mm-hmm. It's well worth it.
And then third period is my agri-science.
And you go to lunch?
Yeah, we go to lunch.
I was very good at lunch. Yeah. I did very good. Did very well. What else? And then you finished out your day?
Then we go to fifth, which is my history. And sixth is my Spanish. And seventh is my English, too.
Great day. It's a busy day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Matt, we've got some Christmas music pulled up. How about a little Luther Vandross for us? Can you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Let's listen to this, and we'll go to a break. And this is Edwin Lee Raymond, the P.I. Show. Be back with you in 2 minutes from a message now from J. Mullins Jewelers and Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits. You know, Jeff Mullins is a multi-generational family-owned jewelry store. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, excellent selection of bridal jewelry, gold, diamond, and gemstone jewelry, silver jewelry, also offering a huge selection of watches from Luminex, Citizen, Seiko, Pulsar, gifts for any and all occasions. And also, expert jewelry repair by Jeff's dad, Mr. Charles Mullins. I can't tell you the number of times he's fixed watches for me. New batteries, bracelets adjusted, all of the whole nine yards. Visit their website at www.jmullinsjewelry.com, or you can go see them in person there at the store at 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Or you can give them a call at 615-962-7164. That's 615-962-7164. And again, that website is jmullinsjewelry.com. Right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Excellent selection of bridal jewelry. Again, gold, diamond, gemstone jewelry. Check them out.
Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits. The finest selection of wines in this county, maybe even the entire state. Did you know that Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has their own wine cellar? Their address is 3016 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Also known to us locals as Shelbyville Highway or Highway 231. Located in the IGA Shopping Center, phone number is 615-907-9000. Ted Robertson and his family, and we do mean family owned. Spotlessly clean store with the friendliest and most knowledgeable staff. You know what goes with this, what wine goes with that. Call Ted and arrange a wine tasting for your office or party. And Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has got what you need. And we beg all of you, do not drink and drive. Please do not drink and drive. And if you do drink, please drink responsibly. And don't forget to check out their website, MurfreesboroWineAndSpirits.com.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
That was the great Luther Vandross, and boy, did he have a voice. He really did. Fantastic. He left us several years ago. But what a fantastic mountain of work he left behind. This is the P.I. Show with me, Evan Lee Raymer. Glad if you're listening in tonight. We'd love to have you call in. Wish someone a Merry Christmas or whatever the case might be. And hold on a minute.
You got a phone call.
I have a phone call. Thank you, Matt. Put him on the line. Hello.
Hey, this is Pam Luffman. How are you?
Oh, Pam Luffman, I'm doing good. How are you? Staying warm?
Staying warm on this really cold night. Sure am.
I have to build a big fire to stay warm. I know Steve's here. I know you've got one going out the house, I'm sure. So he'll,
we do. Yeah.
And we built our house, and I said, no, I got natural gas. I don't need no fireplace or nothing. Now,
yeah. Well, natural gas comes in handy on a night like tonight.
I'm telling you. Let me say this, folks. Pam, I haven't loaded this, talked this thing up yet. Last week, Pam's husband, Marty Luffman, was good enough to invite me down to Smyrna on Monday night to an event that was sponsored, I believe sponsored is the correct word, by one of our representatives here in the county, Mike Sparks. And it is on term limits for state government. Pam, if I'm wrong, correct me, okay? But
that's right.
And I've asked Pam, I called Marty yesterday, and he said, well, you might really want to be talking to Pam. She knows a little bit more about it. She's up on it a little more than I am. And she has been good enough to call in and discuss this with us here tonight. Pam, take off and tell us how this is going to work. And I know Nick is in Florida, I believe. I don't know if that's where he's out of.
Yes, Nick is in Florida. Uh-huh.
And he's going to be joining us sometime in January. We'd spoken about it last Monday night. But tell us how this will work, and let's go from there. Just start it. Go.
Okay. Well, basically, what term limits is it's limiting the amount of years that your Congress can be. And basically, the amendment limits members of the Senate to different, terms according to what the people are wanting, so that you don't have all these, members that are sitting in the House, for 20, 30, 40 years. I mean, right now, in Congress, we have several that have been there more than 16 years. And we also have several that have been there more than 40 years. So, I mean, that's a long time.
I have a list here that we'll get into in just a few minutes, and take your time. But I've got four pages, and this is on a federal level now, that have been there a total between Congress, and then, of course, a lot of them from the House of Representatives, they move on up to the Senate. And all of these, I've got four pages here of them that's been there 40 years.
The longest
is John Dingell, who I guess is still, I don't know. No, he retired. He was there 59 years.
Well, you have 9 members now that have been in office for more than 40 years.
Is that right? Okay.
And yes, there's 9 members that have been in office for more than 40 years.
Right.
There's about a quarter of the members of Congress that have now been in office for more than 16 years.
Well, and I think this is something, and I saw a number that I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, about 80% of the public is in favor of this.
Right, that's correct. 80% of the people out there, your voters, are in favor of this, and these are not just your Republicans, it's your Democrats, your Independents. I mean, everyone's in favor.
Oh, I think they are. Yeah, we all always, 12, 15 years is one thing, but I mean, when you're talking 30, 35, 40 years, I mean, and we're still gridlocked. I mean, we've got, we know these people, and they're going to fight you every step of the way. Now, let me ask you about the specifics of this. This is going to have to be a resolution, is it not? It's not going to be a law. Is that how do we have to, how Nick is, because I was late getting to the meeting. I didn't get to hear all of it. But as I understand, it will have to be done in the form of a resolution.
Well, what will have to happen is your legislatures are going to have to go and vote for this in each individual state. And then once each state, has it voted in, you have to have at least 34 to make it into law. So, I mean, it's going to take a lot of work to get it done.
Now, how many states is Nick working on this in right now? I think you said 6.
Right now, I think it's Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Louisiana, Florida. I know there's some of the upper states.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure the exact amount, but I think there's about 7 states that are involved, if not more, right now, that he's working. But, I mean, eventually it's going to be the whole United States. Because, I mean, it's obvious that everyone is for this. You
right.
can't keep the same people in office. I mean, we're not going to move forward.
So this is a long, drawn-out. This is going to be a very long battle. It's going to be an uphill battle, no doubt.
Right.
Yeah. And then we have to do this state-to-state. Now, what about our local state representatives? Is this something that would be applicable to them as well?
Right.
Really?
Well, they're the ones that are going to have to rally for it. They're the ones that will have to get the ball rolling to pass the resolution. They're the ones who have to do it to get it amended. And it, like I said, each state has to do it individually. And then once 34 total states have done that, then the American people will be empowered to vote. It'll come to vote, and each of us individually will be able to vote and to make it official.
Now,
so that's what we're really that's what, you know, we're pushing for, is to try to get that done. But it's going to take the American people backing it, and you're going to have to, you know, talk to your legislatures, and people are going to have to get out and let them know what they want. You know, because,
right.
I mean, if you got enough people, you know, out there stirring the pot and telling somebody what they want in it, then eventually you're going to get it. But you've got to, you know, you've got to have the right people working to get it done.
Right.
You got to be your legislature.
You got to keep your finger on the button with them. Yeah.
Right.
Because,
right.
They're not going to voluntarily, they're not going to vote themselves out. It's just not going to happen.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's how it's going to work.
Okay. And where do we go next? Because I wasn't really clear. I mean, what do we have, petitions to sign, or how will this work?
There are petitions out there, and there's a site that you can go to, and I believe
okay.
the site is let me see.
Yeah, we're going to get into this, folks, as the year goes by. Okay,
yeah,
so we're going to. This was really very preliminary, but I wanted Pam to call in and to try and get the ball rolling on this, because now didn't Mike Sparks set this up for everybody? I mean, he's on board, I believe.
Right. Yes, he's definitely on board and for it. And in fact, I mean, a lot of your politicians are for it. I mean, they're not against it, because here's the deal. It opens up the door for other people. I mean, you can't have the same people in the office. I mean, you're not getting
right.
anywhere.
Well, I mean, we've got it for governors. We've got it for the president, the vice president of the United States. I mean, I don't see, you know. I think it's one of the areas that I just think it's time. And I think it's been time for a long time to do something. Now, you know, it doesn't have to be radical, but like we say, we always end up talking about the same thing. You know, these guys and gals, these men and women just stay there as long as they want, you know, and they do. And we all
That's
know
cool.
who they are in our respective
yeah.
states. And they've been there forever.
And that's very true. And, I mean, term limits are part of American history. I mean, you know, they're the balancing force that keeps, you know, certain offices and branches of government from gaining too much power. I mean, because that could be bad. I mean, that's why we have limited terms on our presidents and our governors. So, I mean, why not have it on Congress, too?
Sure. Yeah.
It would only make sense.
Well, I think even some of the in the president's administration, any president,
mm-hmm.
the cabinet positions and some of these committees, okay, and they're not necessarily a cabinet position, secretary
right.
of this, secretary of that, but the committees, they have terms, you know.
That's right.
They have a 5-year, maybe an 8-year, a 9-year. Some have worked for both administration, both sides of the aisle, obviously,
mm-hmm.
because if you switch from a Democrat to a Republican and back to a Democrat, they've been there through it all. And,
right.
you know, that's when you really, you know, those are the people you have to appreciate, because they've had to learn to navigate through this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I can't imagine, you know, with the climate being as we think it is up there right now, that you'd have much cooperation on either side of the aisle. Now, how is Nick involved? What is his role going to be, Pam?
Well, he's just going around and meeting with people and getting the word out there,
right.
doing conventions and talking to people and explaining it to the public, and explaining, you know, how it works, what to do, and, you know, just trying to get everybody on board.
Well,
the state of Tennessee that we're talking about, that I was talking about earlier, that has a quarter of the Congress, not state of Tennessee. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. There is some mistake. But anyway,
okay.
I mean, not just the state of Tennessee, but I mean, you've got a quarter of your Congress that's been there 16, you know, more than 16 years. You've got
right.
people, 9 that's been there 40 years. That's a long time.
That's a career. Most people work, Matt Stiles and I, we were talking when I got here earlier tonight. You know, most people work 25, 30 years at a job, and
right.
that's it, you know. But,
I
mean, apparently
okay to be a career politician, but, I mean, generally they move up or do something different. You don't stay in the same position for
Pam, will
years.
You do me the courtesy of staying on the line for a couple minutes? We've got to go to a break, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
We'll be back. This is the P.I. Show. Edwin Lee Raymer, play, give me some Mariah Carey. Can you do that?
I can do that.
All right. Pam, hang with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Oh,
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
Responding to a fire. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS. Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue responded to an early Friday morning fire call at the intersection of South Walnut and West Castle Streets. The smoke and flames could be seen by units even before they got there. The scene of the fire is believed to be the Eubanks Electric Building, and officials say the structure will be a total loss. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. Murfreesboro City Council met Thursday night before being off for the holidays. News Radio WGNS correspondent Jackson Jones was there, and he discovered a hint of things to come.
We spoke with Mayor Shane McFarland about what the city plans to do in 2017.
We've got a lot that we're going to be discussing and moving forward. We'll be looking at the implementation phase of our comprehensive 2035 plan. We're working on a lot of public safety initiatives for our police officers, our firefighters, our emergency service providers. Lots of things we're excited about.
Council is set to meet again in January 2017. For News Radio WGNS, I'm Jackson Jones.
The Murfreesboro City Council voted Thursday to authorize Griggs and Maloney Engineering to conduct the planning and design phase of daylighting Town Creek. Phase one of the Town Creek remediation project would not exceed $128,000. Construction could begin in the summer of 2017. In February of 2015, the City Council approved a conceptual design project with Griggs and Maloney to redirect Town Creek to address the failing culvert sections. Local resident Aaron Grimes spent a lot of time preparing for Christmas this year. He installed a synchronized Christmas light display at his home off Barfield Crescent Road. His goal is to raise funds for the Alzheimer's Association of Middle Tennessee. A donation box has been set up in front of his home. Grimes, the chair of the 2017 Rutherford County Walk to End Alzheimer's. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
Brought to you by Ace Construction.
Residential and commercial remodeling and new construction projects.
Josh Whitlock with AceConstructionTN.com.
And the soul felt its worth. The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer. The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
When Christ was born.
All right, that is the beautiful Mariah Carey. Quite a voice. And we got another
one. It's a beautiful song.
Yes, it is. That it is. We had, there's a funny story I'll tell you one of these days about it, Pam, at the church we attended, and the fella got up to sing it, and it was horrible. Okay. Let me go over this. Pam, let's go over this real quick. I've got just a quick list here of people that have.
Okay.
You may know this by heart. I didn't. As I said, John Dingell was there 59 years.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Byrd was in there 57 years. Carl Hayden, 56 years. Daniel Inouye out of Hawaii was there 53 years.
Mm-hmm.
James L. Whitten was there 53 years. These are all Democrats, by the way. John Conyers, Democrat, was there 51 years. Carl Vinson, 50 years. And then the list goes on. And like I said, there's
a large list, that's for sure.
There are a total of, Pam, you may know, I have 51 that were there or are still there 40 years mm-hmm. or more. I had to cut the list off. And you can find this if you'll Google it. It's really unbelievable. And it was ironic that Marty would have, and I appreciate him inviting me and y'all having me down there last Monday. I really do.
Yeah,
because
it was glad to see you. It was nice to see you.
Nice to see someone somewhere besides Facebook, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Anything else, Pam, I mean, that you'd like to throw in about this and how we'll get this going? Do you have a website that we can go to or the public can go to?
It's usTermLimits.com.
usTermLimits.com.
It's a site for it, And, you know, and just think, you know, I'd just like to encourage everyone. I mean, this is not something that, you know, like I said, just the Republicans or, you know, it's not a Democrat thing. It's, you know, or independents. There's a lot of people that are for this.
Well, I think it's a common sense. It's a common sense thing. I mean, you have it, like I said, for governors, for presidents, vice presidents. And I do think when this was all started 240 years ago plus now, I think this is an avenue that that our founders didn't think we would ever, you know, arrive at. I mean, it was an honor to serve. It was supposed to be. And you served your time a few years, whatever it may be. And then you you went back to your ranch or your farm or your business or whatever you did. But nowadays, I mean, it's unbelievable. And and I got into this this afternoon. I was in the office there at the house. And I said, great day. I mean, y'all ought to go online and look at this. Google this. Really, you should. They've made a career out of it.
It's unreal. And, you know, actually, we were talking about that at the term limits convention with that fella. And he, you know, he brought this to my attention, too, when I did research it. But, you know, when Thomas Jefferson saw the Constitution that was written in Philadelphia in 1787, that he even said at that point that he saw an omission in there, an omission, and he said it was the absence of term limits. Of course, he called it the total abandonment of the principle of rotation in office, which basically was the same thing. So even back in 1787, you know, when they actually wrote the original Constitution, they knew that there was an issue with term limits.
A total abandonment.
Is they didn't correct it.
Now say that again. A total abandonment of the what did he say?
The principle of rotation in office is what Jefferson called it when he saw it. He said, you know, we need to add this, and what he said was, it's a total abandonment of principle of rotation in office, which basically was term limits.
Right.
You know,
that's what he's talking about.
I mean, even in 1787, you know, Thomas Jefferson noted and saw that there was a need for that, but they didn't do it. So, you know, now here we are, it's 2016, and, you know, we need to do it. It needs to be done.
Are there any suggestions? I know we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but does anyone have, of course, right now, Senate has 6 years. House of Representatives, which are in state or federal, have 2-year terms. Has anyone brought up any idea about this? Would you give them 2 4-year terms, just like we do the president, or what do you think? Or is anybody, have we even crossed, are we even close to crossing that bridge yet?
Well, the idea is to do no more than like what the president has. You know, which would be, no more than 8 years.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, I don't know. But, I mean, that's the idea. That's what the people are saying. You know, we don't want to longer than that. We don't, you know, so.
And I think, I've got another friend. She's on Facebook, and I'm going to bring her in on this because, and you may have seen it. She was, no. We don't need no term limits because we need people in there that know what they're doing. Well, I understand, but 30 years?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get your act together after 30 years.
Yeah.
And I think that's where all of us are as a country and a nation.
Right.
So, listen, I want to...
closing the limits will probably be more than what, you know, the president has himself. But, I mean, I don't think it should be much more than that.
Listen, Pam, I thank you so much. I want to take this time to wish you and Marty a very Merry Christmas. These are two fine people, folks. And I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate your support of this little broadcast we do every Sunday night. And I want you to know I do not take it for granted. Please, I know Marty's listening and express that to him. And I really appreciate it. And keep, excuse me, keep me posted, if you would.
Oh, yeah.
And let us all know, because this is truly something that all of us can get on board with. I don't care which party you're with. And,
that's correct.
You know, and
so get out there and look at the website. It's usterm limits.gov. And,
okay.
You know, and anyone who's able to, you know, talk about it or get people to be interested or, you know, enlighten them about it, research it. I mean, right. That's the only way that it's going to happen.
Yeah, you've got to educate yourself because you've got some lawmakers that will staunchly be against it. Listen, we've got to go to our next break at 31 past.
All right,
Merry Christmas to you and Marty, and we'll see you down the road.
Okay, see ya.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And we're going to go to our break at 31 past the hour. Here's a little Reba for you. Edwin Lee Raymer, Private Investigations of Middle Tennessee. Back with you in 2 minutes. You know, Jeff Mullins is a multi-generational family-owned jewelry store. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, excellent selection of bridal jewelry, gold, diamond, and gemstone jewelry, silver jewelry, also offering a huge selection of watches from Luminex, Citizen, Seiko, Pulsar, gifts for any and all occasions. And also, expert jewelry repair by Jeff's dad, Mr. Charles Mullins. I can't tell you the number of times he's fixed watches for me. New batteries, bracelets adjusted, all of the whole nine yards. Visit their website at www.jmullinsjewelry.com, or you can go see them in person there at the store at 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Or you can give them a call at 615-962-7164. That's 615-962-7164. And again, that website is jmullinsjewelry.com. Right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Excellent selection of bridal jewelry. Again, gold, diamond, gemstone jewelry. Check them out.
Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits. The finest selection of wines in this county, maybe even the entire state. Did you know that Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has their own wine cellar? Their address is 3016 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Also known to us locals as Shelbyville Highway or Highway 231. Located in the IGA Shopping Center, phone number is 615-907-9000. Ted Robertson and his family, and we do mean family-owned. Spotlessly clean store with the friendliest and most knowledgeable staff. You know what goes with this, what wine goes with that. Call Ted and arrange a wine tasting for your office or party. And Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has got what you need. And we beg all of you, do not drink and drive. Please do not drink and drive. And if you do drink, please drink responsibly. And don't forget to check out their website, MurfreesboroWineAndSpirits.com.
PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
Next comes the stocking of little Will. Oh, just see what a glorious feel. Here is a hammer and lots of tacks. Also a ball and a whip that cracks.
And that is Miss Reba McEntire and a Christmas classic. And we're telling Steve, I'm talking about we need to learn to play that. That was a good one. I like the way she does that. Edwin Lee Raymer with you right here with the PI Show. My nephew Tanner's with us. His dad, Steve, my brother. All of you that are listening in, we thank you. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. If we get short of time and don't get a chance to do so, this section of the Raymer family is certainly looking forward to a big holiday for sure. And I want to do something for you. Matt and I this afternoon, I got in a little bit early, and we recorded this for you. I want you to listen to this, and I hope it's pretty emotional. I hope you can listen to this and enjoy it, and that it brightens your holiday. Matt, would you play what we put down, please? something I put down for you. I hope this brings some joy to you for the holiday season. Let's listen to one more. Go ahead, Matt. Thank you. Okay, thank you. We're going to play some more later. I know you're enjoying that, and we're certainly enjoying it here at the station. And kind of brings a tear to the old eye, and just glad to do it for you. What's the matter, Matt? That, go ahead.
No words.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I know my playing leaves people speechless, and I want to.
It is breathtaking.
Kind of like our preacher said the other day. He said, I get a lot of requests for my singing. He said, but I go ahead and sing anyway. You're not bringing your piano to the Christmas party, are you?
Oh, I might show up. Might play a few.
All right, then. All
right. Seriously, that is done by a fellow by the name of Boyce Hawkins. I heard this, and I've looked for it for years. Because this is the only time of the year that we do anything like this. And I heard it, believe it or not, about one of the stages we were talking about earlier, WSM, one morning. I was driving over to Madison, and I was in tears. I thought I was going to have to pull over. First time I'd ever heard it. And one of the announcers went about it just as straight as it could be. Okay, let's move on now. So... but his name is Boyce Hawkins, seriously. Mm-hmm. And they say it's coming off YouTube, and they say he is a fantastic piano player, really. And I think you'd have to be to play that badly.
Right.
Well, Tanner, how you like that? You didn't know I had that talent, did you?
That was pretty good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I am going to bring that piano out there, Matt. I'm going. You want to come out to Steve and Tammy's for Christmas dinner with us?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if the entertainment's good.
Well, you're getting a taste of it right here. I mean.
Just a small sampling.
A small sampling.
Delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Since y'all just a bunch of smart alecks, I'll tell you what. We're going to go to a break.
What?
Play a little more. Take us to our 40 minute past the hour.
Told you I'd never heard anything quite like it.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own.
Mostly cloudy skies for tonight. Temperatures will hold fairly steady across the region. Winds north around 10 miles per hour. And then Monday becomes mostly sunny. Highs top out near 33. I'm Phil Jensko on News Radio WGNS. Right now it's 23.
Hey everybody, I'm Edwin Lee Raymer, owner of Private Investigations of Middle Tennessee. Thanks for tuning us in tonight. Hope you're enjoying the show. You know, we hope you never need to use folks like us, but if you do, please feel free to give us a call at 615-390-7219. That number again is 615-390-7219. Or you're welcome to send me an email at privateinvest@bellsouth.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll get right back to the show.
We're News Radio WGNS, 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Our educator of the month is Melissa Ward, a special education teacher at Riverdale High School, and Melissa Miller presented the award.
When did you think that you wanted to become a teacher? As far back as I can remember, I've wanted to be a teacher. I love kids, and I love the spark that they get in their eye when they actually get a concept. And I love my job, and I love the kids.
What would you say to up-and-coming teachers that would encourage them to do what you do every day?
Make sure that you really, really, really love children. That it's a calling.
What do you enjoy most about working here?
The kids and the unconditional love that I get for them, even when fussing at them a little bit.
What are some achievements that you're most proud of?
Teaching students to read who never thought they could, who were told they would never read. It's amazing.
The Educator of the Month salute on News Radio WGNS is sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, L&K Trophies, and Toots Good Food and Fun.
PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
Again, that is Miss Mariah Carey. And Matt, you're really getting into this, aren't you? I've got, between my piano playing and her singing, you kind of got spirit here, don't you?
I mean, it's Mariah Carey. You can't escape her during Christmas.
Oh, no. No way.
That is her season.
Yes, it is. You know, some people, you used to see, I don't know if you guys are old, I think Steve is, but Andy Williams.
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah, you're younger. But he, at one time you ever saw on TV anymore, his Christmas special.
Right.
Yeah, time, right. Andy Williams.
Mm-hmm.
He was a lot. He's not of your generation, but some time of your son.
I mean, I grew up on 70s television. What do you mean, not my generation?
Well, I mean, if you don't, whatever. Cut that mic off. Tanner, what do you got planned for the next 2 weeks? Have you got my gift yet?
Well, I mean, I might have got some coals, but, I mean, I could have painted them, too, so. I could have painted some rocks in our driveway and put them in there.
Real funny, isn't he? Yeah, Matt's getting a big kick out of this. They're kicking me around pretty good up here.
Yeah, we don't have much coal down here. We got limestone. We got coal, not so much.
Another scuttle of coal.
Yep.
Okay. We're going to have a big... big Christmas. Steve and Dan, we do Thanksgiving at our house with me and Johnny, and then the family goes to Steve and Tammy's house here in Murfreesboro, and we're here in Murfreesboro too. And then our youngest brother, Vaughn, just shows up. And
hopefully he'll let his wife know that we're having a get together.
Yeah, I know. Well, I thank goodness for Facebook, because the ladies stay in touch, so
right,
they pretty well
right.
let us know. Oh, I'm bringing this, and she's bringing that, and all that good stuff. But and we have a pretty good turnout too, you know. So you know, now what about deer hunting? Did you deer hunt this fall? Did you get to go?
Yeah, we went. We both went.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, y'all saw a 12-14 pointer to farm, but nobody
about a 12-pointer and couldn't get a shot off. But
yeah. Man, that's one of the biggest I've ever heard of.
He snuck in on us on. Behind my back, and I turned, and by the time we reached for the weapon, he was gone.
If he's lived that long, he's pretty wily.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He is. And
it's all a few does, small ones, and we'll take them, of course.
But, sure, yeah.
So,
well, I think Nick saw him that day, too.
We saw a lot. We saw 8, 9, 10s, whatever.
Right.
They were out
sixes
there.
Sixes, too. We
yeah,
saw
a lot of sixes and little small ones, so we didn't want to get them too soon.
Right, yeah. But... They're there, and they have come back. Some of them, seriously, this is not a hunting show, it's not a sports show, but because of the deer hunters over the last 20 years, it's the way the population is now healthy, and it's very good, because you have to take the older ones out, unfortunately. And what we shoot, what the boys shoot, we cut them up, make deer sausage, or put them in the freezer. We consume it. We harvest it, and that was the deal that we had with all of our sons and daughters. Not that girls ever deer hunt, but you know, if you ever take one, humane thing to do. The reasonable thing is don't get him just so you can get a big rack. You know, consume him or give him to a neighbor or something that would somebody that might need it. You know, so we've got plenty to go around up there. But, you know, back when we were kids, I think the same thing is here in Tennessee. And Matt, you and Tanner won't know about this. But we didn't see any deer in the 70s when we were up there. There weren't any. If someone killed a deer in western Kentucky, it would just about make the newspaper. Because we certainly didn't have any wild turkeys. Because they weren't introduced to several years ago.
Right.
And goodness knows we've got them all over the farm now up in western Kentucky. Madisonville, you've been there. But if someone killed a deer back then, it was big news.
Well, you never saw anybody hit a deer on the road.
Never did.
But now you see we'll pass 15 of them going up during deer season.
Yeah, between here and all the way to our family farm in western Kentucky and outside of Madisonville. And I'm telling you, because of the deer hunters and because of wildlife people,
that's
management of it and watching the seasons and all of that. It helps. And if you got a deer, like, for example, a 12, 14 pointer, he does need to come out. He truly does.
Right. They say that's good for the herd. They get disease and things.
They can get disease.
And they'll die a miserable death, you know.
Right. So in the way your feeders are set up and everything, you need to keep fresh feed in them so they're not eating bad feed and all that. And we're certainly not a hunting show. We're certainly, none of us are prize hunters, but we do hunt deer and turkey, and it is very rewarding. You know, I enjoy Nick and I, our son, we hunted for 4 or 5 years before we ever got his first turkey. I didn't know anything about turkey hunting. You know, as you know, I didn't know. But turkey hunting's a whole different ball game than,
It's a lot tougher, I think.
Oh, yeah. So. I mean, that bird, they have a field of vision of about 300 degrees. The only time the bird cannot see you is if you are standing directly behind that bird, male or female. 300-degree field of vision. They say it is phenomenal. And now how anybody knows that, I don't know. I've often wondered, they say deer are colorblind. Well, I don't know. I guess they are, because you can wear orange and it doesn't, it doesn't. So apparently they are, I guess. So, I think you could stand out there. I've said it many times. You could stand out in front of a turkey in a pink tuxedo as long as you didn't move. But when you first make that human move, they detect it. Game's up, you know.
Gold.
Okay. Matt, pick us out another Christmas song, something serious here. And we're going to have some more piano playing when we come back. And
oh, boy.
This is Vanessa Williams. Do you hear what I hear? Evan Lee Raymer, the PI Show, back with you in 2 minutes.
Of our community, First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Man on the Street Report. This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
If you won the lottery today, what would you do with the money?
I'd spend the money. I would actually donate the money to schools for education, because I feel like everybody deserves an education, and a good one at that.
I would probably give most of it back to families that are in need. I have a heart for individuals that are struggling, and some that are struggling because they just they're in a bad season of their life. There's some storms we can't control, and there's others that we can't control. So the storm that we can control, we control them. But these are some people that have just fallen on hard times. And I want to say, listen, here's a little bit. Get back up. Get back up, because you know what? I feel like that I'm one call away from being unemployed.
Well, luckily I wouldn't have to spend it on anything. I'd probably put it in the bank and take about 6 months and think about it.
I think that I would try to help people that are less fortunate. And I think that it's important to know that if you become fortunate, or you are fortunate, it's important to help others to become more fortunate as well.
University of Tennessee suite tickets so I can see the Vols play. Unfortunately, they're not that good right now, but hopefully better.
Those were your opinions, and with that, I'm Dalton Barrett, your man on the street. PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
And that is Mr. Brian Adams, Run, Run, Rudolph. We're into our last 7 minutes. Christmas broadcast with you. Hope all of y'all that are listening have a great Christmas, great holidays, good times, good food. We count on doing so here at WGNS. So, you know. So you're out for 2 weeks, Tanner, right?
Yep.
So what are you going to do? Are y'all going to the farm, you think?
I don't know yet. We're debating that.
I think I'm going to go up there and just stay a couple of days and get out of here for a little while.
I tell you, it's cold up there.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. What was your extremes? You mentioned it earlier before we went on air.
We were coming back from the firefighters' Christmas party last night about, we were out late. We were really partying it up, almost 10 o'clock. Heavy partying going on.
Sounds like.
And it was 72 degrees coming down 840, and about the same time tonight, it was feels like 12 degrees. 60 degrees difference between last night this time and now.
Oh, man. So. It has been extremely cold, and I'm hoping through our first cold snap here, maybe we can start back up, I hope. But. Mm-hmm. Anybody know what the forecast is that we're supposed to have?
Slowly warming up.
Slowly. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll be glad to see it. I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. Because, Matt, play us some more of that piano music. I just love that. Something we put down for you. Hope everybody likes it. Adds to your enjoyment of the holidays. It's just my little contribution. And Matt, let's play just a few more seconds, okay? Get a little teary up here. That, again, to give credit where credit's due, you guys, thanks. Thanks, Matt. That is a man by the name of Boyce Hawkins does that. And like I said, I did pull it off YouTube, and they say, the people that left comments on there about it, I heard this on WSM years ago, driving down Ballard Parkway. And I've looked for it and looked for it. And if you want to look that up, it's called A Very Fractured Christmas. And I think you can see why. All right. We're going to make plans to be getting out of here. We've got 57. We got 3 minutes left. Steve, Merry Christmas to you. We'll all be together Friday night or Saturday night at your house.
Yep. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas. Tanner, say Merry Christmas to anybody before we go.
Merry Christmas to Mom and Annette and Roger.
Annette and Roger.
Yep.
Oh, we're on a first name basis with your grandparents now. Okay.
She'll love that.
All right. Thank you, fellas, for joining me. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you, Matt. Matt, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Ed.
We'll have a good one. You know, there's been a lot of divisiveness in this country, especially over the last year, presidential election, things of that nature. And I've said this before, and I know I sound like a broken record, but I'm going to keep saying it. You know, we've heard a lot about making America great again. I want to tell you something. Tonight, and I've said this before, somewhere in a dry dock, somewhere in a shipping port, somewhere in this country, is a shipping container, a box, a crate, whatever it may be, of people that have risked everything they have to come to the greatest country in the world. They've done it for years, and they're continuing to do it. So, you know, I think it's a pretty great place myself. And especially been here in Rutherford County. It's such a growing county, we're all very fortunate to be here. And we're going to see, I think I'm like what Bart Walter said in an interview he did, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because we're expecting another 100, 150,000 people in the next 10 to 12 years. We want to take this time, I do personally, all of my friends, all my family, all of you. You're listening to one of the luckiest men in the world. You really are. And I want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. God bless. Good night, everyone.